Dark Smile Productions presents Map and Steads and the Squid in the Sink by Simon Bestwick, starring Aaron Kelly, Bernard Nugent, Victoria McCorkle, Ian Dougherty, and Simon Bestwick.
How's your food, Jen?
Fine, thanks. Yours?
Yeah, good. Bit posh for me. More used to pie and chips.
So how is Ali?
Oh, Matt, I don't know. I've never seen him like this. He just mopes round all day. You're all he talks about.
Why doesn't he come and see me himself, then?
I think he's a bit shy.
Ali, shy?
I know, it's hard to believe, innit?
Try impossible. I did blow up at him a bit when we split.
I know, I was in the next room, remember?
Oh, yeah, you heard.
Me and half the street.
Don't remind me. I miss him too.
So?
Would Sir or Madam care for coffee?
Jesus!
Steads? What's up?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, mate, thought I recognised you from somewhere.
I'm sure I'd remember, sir.
Excuse me for a second.
Sure. The hell are you doing here?
I'm working.
I thought you got sacked.
As your personal devil and tempter, yes. But I have to keep body and soul together, so to speak.
Weren't they hiring at the Conservative Club, then?
They said I was overqualified. I can't believe what an idiot you're being. You're in love with her.
No, I'm not.
Come on. Of course you are. And all you think of is reuniting her with your friend. Are you some sort of masochist?
None of that. I'm a good Catholic boy.
Rest my case.
Oi.
Steads, there are only so many chances for happiness in any life.
Look, when I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you. Okay?
Oh, be like that, then.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Will Sir and Madam require coffee?
No, Tom.
Very good, Madam.
So?
I'll think about it, okay?
Thanks, Jim.
It's been nice seeing you again, Steads.
You too.
Funny, you doing the matchmaking thing. For a minute when you rang, I thought...
What?
No, nothing silly. Just used to think that maybe... Well, maybe you had a bit of a thing for me too.
What, me? No, nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, even if it did, it's not like you fancy me or out, is it?
No, no, of course not. Anyway, better shoot.
Okay.
See you, Steads.
See ya. Little Jen.
Your bill. And may I just say that you, sir, are a spanner of the first magnitude.
What?
I'm going...
Steads! Steads!
What?
You did it! You did it!
Hey?
Steads, I love you.
What?
Come here!
Mwah. Get off!
Oh, sauce, mate. Jem just called me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
She wants to see me again. She's coming round.
Yeah?
Yeah!
When?
Today. This afternoon.
Nice one. Nice.
Steads? Steads, what is it?
This afternoon?
Yeah.
She's coming round this afternoon?
Yeah. Steads, what is it?
Matt, take a look around you. When was the last time we did any cleaning?
Oh my God.
Exactly.
She'll go ballistic.
Uh-huh.
Steads, what are we going to do? Steads, I can't get this off the carpet.
It's chewing gum, Matt. Get the fish lice from the kitchen.
Any more bags in the wheelie bin?
Well, use next doors then.
That's upstairs.
Okay, the other next doors.
They already have.
All right, next door but ones.
Steads?
What?
Think the slino's clean yet?
I don't know. What colour was it when you first moved in?
How should I know?
Shut up and keep mopping. Thank God.
Yeah.
That everything now?
Think so.
Bedroom carpets?
Check.
Laminate flooring?
Check.
Kitchen lino?
Check.
15 bags of decaying refuse?
Check.
5 dead rats?
Ugh, check.
1 living?
Stole my fags.
Washing up? Map?
Washing up?
You did the washing up, didn't you?
I thought you did the washing up.
Oh.
The washing up!
dry, shall I?
Not just to that, mate. I'm drying.
Why do I have to wash?
It's your house and your girlfriend.
Not yet, she isn't. Look, are you sure we have to do this?
Yes.
She might not notice.
Map, it's blocking out the sunlight.
We could say we're trying to win the Turner Prize.
No, Map. A man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Since when do blokes do the washing up?
You can tell Jem that if you want.
Where the marigolds?
How do I know? Under the sink.
Where do we start?
First off, we have to drain the sink.
Oh, God. We don't need soap. We need a flamethrower. Steds?
What?
Something's moving in there.
Where?
In the water.
Don't be daft. Nothing can live in that.
Matt?
What?
Something moved in there.
A fish?
A fish?
A frog, then. Steds?
What?
We did get all the rats, didn't we?
Think so.
You think?
Look, let's just get the dishes out of there.
Okay. There it is again.
Calm down, Matt. Whatever it is, it's not going to be dangerous, is it?
Steds! Stop
what
me!
What the... Get off him! But at least we emptied the sink.
Steds, what the hell was that?
I don't know. Looked like an octopus or something.
Octopus?
Octopus? Octopus? Do I look like a bloody octopus to you, Boyle? I'm a bloody squid.
What are we going to do, Steds? What are you doing?
Looking for Rentakill's phone number.
Did they do squid?
Good point.
No.
Only place I know does squid is the Italian down road. Don't think they killed them themselves, though.
Oh, Christ. Jem can't come round with that there.
Okay, here's the plan.
We've got a plan. Nice one.
Give Jem a buzz. Get to meet you downtown for a drink.
What about that thing?
I'll handle the squid.
Steds, you can't.
Yeah, I can, if I can handle a 30-foot pike.
Steds, the Earl of Pike ate you.
Yeah, and then it spat me out again.
But...
Call Gemma, staller. I'll give you a bell when the coast's clear.
Steds?
Do it.
Hiya, Jem.
Hi, Ali.
So, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So, what are you having?
Hello? Hello? Mr. Squid? Are you there? Maybe it wasn't real. Maybe me and Matt imagined it.
Imagined it?
Ow!
I suppose that's a bloody hallucination too, is it? Imagined it, my funnel.
Funnel? No, I don't want to know.
So what do you want in my kitchen, boy?
Your kitchen?
It's where I live, isn't it?
Why are you Welsh?
Got a problem with Welsh people, have you?
No.
I should hope not. You see, I evolved from microorganisms and a bit of decaying leak in the kitchen, yeah.
Any more of you in there?
Don't be stupid. This is a sink, not the bloody TARDIS. I did have brothers and sisters, but...
What?
Well, I ate them, didn't I?
You ate your...
Look, it's nature, red in tooth and claw, all right. Or beak and tentacle in this case. Survival of the fittest.
Speaking of which...
They?
Look, mate, not being funny, but Map's girlfriend's coming around in a bit, and...
Oh, I see. You're embarrassed to be seen with me, are you? Is it because I'm Welsh?
No. I'm totally not a racist.
Then what's the problem?
You're a giant squid living in a kitchen sink.
Doesn't everyone have one?
No.
You mean... And the only squid in the village?
More of a town.
So where am I supposed to go?
Not my problem, mate.
Though isn't it now? And what if I make it your problem?
Now don't make this any harder than it has to be. Whoa! Right.
Fancy another?
Ali, are you trying to get me drunk?
No. Make it a Coke if you want.
Diet?
Okay.
Ow! Ew, ow! Right, squid boy. Back off. I've got a bottle of Dimestos and I'm not afraid to use it.
Bring it on.
You asked for it.
Another drink?
No, I'm fine. Should we go back? Ali?
Yeah?
Ali, I thought you wanted to see me again.
I do.
Then why don't you want to go back to the house?
Oh,
I'm melting! I'm melting! I'm melting!
Nice one.
Only joking.
Oh! I just don't think we should rush things. I want this to be special.
Ali, your idea of romantic is a microwave dinner and novelty condom. Ali?
Yeah?
What state's the house in?
Ugh,
tastes bloody pretty disgusting.
Ow! Well, Steds is just tidying up.
Tidying up.
Die, squid.
No, not the egg whisk. Stop it, Stickers.
Just the kitchen. It was in a little bit of a mess.
The kitchen?
No, Jem.
This would be the kitchen that was in such a state when we moved in. It took me 2 weeks of solid work before we could eat anything more sophisticated than a pot noodle.
Ow.
That's it took me 2 weeks, not you. You couldn't even work the kettle without instructions.
Now, hang on, that's a bit... Well, yeah, okay.
And now, basically, you're saying you've let the house turn into a complete pigsty.
Oh.
So, the idea is that I spend all my time getting the place nice while you turn it into a... Tip. You know what, Ali? That doesn't sound like my idea of a relationship. I need a man. As in a grown-up, not a little boy.
Jem?
See you, Ali. Tell Steds I said hi.
Gemma?
Time out!
What?
Time out, a break.
Why should I? I'm winning here. One good reason, boyo, one good reason.
There's a bottle of whiskey in the cupboard.
Equal shares?
Equal shares.
I love you.
What?
I love you. I can't stop thinking about you. Not once over the last 6 months, nothing helps. Nothing makes it go away. Not drink, not drugs, not even that time with the two Swedish... Well, actually, that was... Never mind that now. The point is...
What?
All I want is for you to come back. Please, Jem, I'll do whatever you want. Be whatever you want. Please. Every time I think I'm doing okay, I just remember you. The way you smile, the way you kiss me, the way you...
Ali!
Sorry, love. Gemma, please. I need you like I need air.
Ali, that was so, so...
Romantic?
Embarrassing.
Oh.
But I'm glad you did it anyway. So what now?
Fancy something to eat?
Not a bad single malt there, if I say so myself.
Yeah, ain't bad at all.
Do you fancy another?
Shouldn't we, you know, get on?
There's no rush, boy, is it?
Well...
Oh, go on. Go on, you know you want to.
All right then, just a small one.
Table for two, please.
Of course, sir. Good evening, madam. Nice to see you again.
Again?
I was here yesterday with Stairs.
And may I say, what a charming couple you made.
We're not a couple.
Of course not, madam. This way.
Men of Harlequin, while the tale is gaily steaming, come in, and
how was your start?
Fine. Yours?
Yeah, good. I hope Stead is alright.
Me too. Hang on.
What?
Why shouldn't he be alright? He's only cleaning the kitchen, Ali. That's not exactly dangerous, is it?
No, of course not.
You know, you're not so bad for an English boy.
Yeah, that's so bad for a giant talking squid. Well, suppose we'd better get back to it then, beating the daylights out of each other.
Hold on a minute, boyo.
What?
Why don't we try and be civilised about this?
Civilised?
Two intelligent fellas like us. Why don't we put our heads together and come up with a peaceful solution?
How do we do that? You can't stay here.
Ah, yes. Young love. It's a lovely thing, or so I've heard. I've never known it, of course. There aren't any other squid around here.
Not since you ate them. Sauce.
As I was saying, there aren't here, but out there in the sea, say, off the Welsh coast, land of my fathers.
Will you be okay there? I mean, you've been living in fresh water.
You call this fresh?
Oh, good point.
It's quite high in salt from the remains of all those Chinese takeaways. Taste it if you don't believe me.
No, you're all right, mate.
Anyway, I'd have a rather hard time getting to the coast on my own. But of course, with your help...
Keep talking.
Ali?
Yeah?
You know I like my steak rare. If this one was any more well done, it'd be charcoal.
Well, I told the waiter. He said he got carried away. Something about it reminding him of home.
Oh, well, never mind. How's yours?
Gorgeous.
Then why have you hardly touched it?
You.
Me? Give over. Really?
Really?
You don't look so bad yourself.
Gemma.
Ali.
Ahem.
What?
Would sir and madam care to order dessert?
No. No, thanks.
Just the bill, please.
Very good, madam.
Now, where were we?
Right about here. Cobblers. Hi, Steds.
All right, mate. Yeah, all clear. I'm on the train. Rill. Yeah, Rill. Don't ask. How are you getting on? Oh, yeah.
Now you come to mention it, there is. Yeah, the overcooked gem steak. I'll start tasting a bit funny and all. Hang on. Okay, whatever.
Your bill, sir. Madam.
Hang on, Mush. Me mate wants a word.
With me? Whatever for? Good evening, sir. If I could just... I'm only thinking of... But, look. Is that physically possible? No. All right. Whatever you say. It's your love life that's being turned into a non-event. I understand that tonight's service was less than wholly satisfactory. Might I be so bold as to offer sir and madam a magnum of our finest champagne with the compliments of the house?
Ooh, that'd be very nice, wouldn't it, Ali?
Yeah, but what was all that about?
Ali, I'm coming back with you and we're getting free champagne. Is anything else important right now?
No.
Good. Thanks very much.
A pleasure, madam. I live to serve, and to avoid having my head forcibly jammed up my...
Sorry?
Nothing, madam. Nothing.
You all right in there?
Fine, boyo, fine. How long till we get there?
Not long. Sure you'll be okay.
I'll last out for the water a bit longer.
Sorry about the rucksack. All I could find.
No, it's quite comfy here, actually. Having no bones can come in handy sometimes.
I'll bet.
Here we are, then. It's a bit blowy.
I'll be fine. Don't worry yourself. Goodbye then, Steds.
See you, mate.
The name's Gwynfor. Gwynfor ap Cyhenyn.
See you, Gwynfor.
Erniach, Steds.
Okay, in there.
The water's fine. Come on in.
I'll pass. No, brought me trunks.
Suit yourself.
Hark, I hear the foe advancing. Barbed steeds are proudly
running. The things are too for me, mate.
The sunbeams glancing.
Map? You back yet, mate? Matt.
Oh, Ali.
Jem.
Ali.
Jem.
Ali.
Jem.
Nice night for a walk, anyway. Oh, well.
In The Squid in the Sink, Aaron Kelly played Map, Bernard Nugent played Steds, Victoria McCorkell played Gemma, Ian Dougherty played Gwynfor ap Cynhenyn the Squid, and Simon Bestwick played the Devil. The play was written by Simon Bestwick and directed by Richard Delafield. Map and Steds' theme tune, The Devil and the Dolly, was by Geek Girl. Website, thegeekgirl.co.uk. Map and Steads and the Squid in the Sink was a Dark Smile production.